Okay, folks, we got a treat for you. If any of you are brushing your teeth this morning, turn off the water in the sink. If you're driving and your windows are rolled down, I want you to roll them up, turn down the AC fan, take a breath, and check this out.
Must know something, but he don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along.
Well, I'm gonna let the goosebumps settle there. That's the voice and piano of Henry Butler, recorded live last night right here at WGBH at a concert which was as unusual as it was electrifying. Before a packed house, the blind Henry Butler played two full sets along with an ensemble of sign language interpreters, closed captioners, audio describers, a visual artist who painted a huge canvas along with the music. It was a concert for everyone, regardless of disability, and it seemed to intensify the art. Henry Butler is with me in the WGBH studios, along with Charlie Washburn, executive director of VASA Arts of Massachusetts, who sponsored the concert. Henry and Charlie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
What was it like? You got a question from the audience saying, with all those people doing all those various things for people with various kinds of perceptual disabilities, was it like being in a band?
Well, it was like being in an ensemble. I would do one thing, they take that and play with it and create something new, perhaps. I felt, as I said last night, like a generator. You know, I was sort of putting ideas out there and playing songs that they were interpreting and they were translating and captioning. And so it was fun to be a part of that group.
Charlie, what's the vision of this kind of inclusion by design method of creating performance art so that everyone with any disability can experience it regardless?
Well, we've built this out of our experience with school children. We've understand that taking a multi-arts, multi-sensory approach to instruction and learning allows us to make the experience in the schools more effective and beneficial for all students together. So we've built on that, and in pursuit of a vision, our overall vision at VSA Arts is to promote a society, to accomplish a society in which the engagement of people with disabilities is a commonly held expectation.
So you had deaf members of the audience observing what really felt like dance of the interpretation, not of just the lyrics in literal sign language, but of the motions and the rhythms of the music. It was a tremendous sort of dance troupe right there next to Henry.
Absolutely. And one of the sign interpreters was actually speaking in American Sign Language as a first language because he was deaf. So And the interplay also with the painter,
Nancy Ostrowski, visual artist Nancy Ostrowski.
Yes. You can see the sign interpreters responding to the painting as it was evolving, responding to Henry.
Well, Henry Butler, you are no stranger to this idea of exploring a world that you don't have the sense to actually explore like so-called normal people. You've been blind since birth, right?
That's right.
And Dylan, do you have a cut number two to play for us?
I think I'm more alive when I'm making a choice to do something, when I'm making a choice to act, whether it be in photography or whether it be in a musical setting. The fact that I can act makes me feel good. It is the moment that's important to me, the instant. It's a conscious choice. Even though I don't see the object, even if I'm getting a description, I could very well decide not to take that picture.
So here you are 14 years ago, and this is kind of a reunion for you and me, Henry.
Yes.
We did a documentary, a radio documentary together about what it's like for you to be not just a blues pianist, but a photographer. Blind person taking pictures and having the story told on the radio seemed like an insane project to me, but by the end, I was in tears. Why take pictures if you're blind, Henry?
Well, why do anything if you're anything? You know, and I think it's a wonderful thing. First of all, I think that every human being can do anything they want to do. They just have to know that they can do it. And unfortunately, that's not the kind of training that we get. That's not how we're educated. But sooner or later, if they start to experience special kinds of things, they start to realize that, most people start to realize after a while that they can pursue things that they're not expected to pursue.
But you know what was amazing to me? Tromping around the Brooklyn Bridge, taking pictures, your pictures, and getting them developed. This was before digital photography.
Yes.
I was looking at those pictures with you. I remember this to this day. And as I looked at the pictures you took, I thought, I have an idea of what it's like to be Henry. Just from looking at the pictures, even though you couldn't see them. It was remarkable to me how much of an insight into you the pictures gave me, even as you loved hearing me describe those pictures to you as a blind man.
Well, I that's one of the parts of this whole thing that I really love, listening to people describe the photos that I've taken. Because I know that if I show the same photo to 12 people, I'm going to get 13 different responses.
Right.
And that's fine. That's a lesson for me. That tells me that each person's intellect is a little different. The way each person interprets is going to be a little different based on their acculturation, based on their education, based on other things in their background.
Right. Well, blind photographers, deaf singers, it's all possible in the world of Charlie Washburn. Where can listeners find out more about this universal design performance technique and aesthetic? And then I want to go out on some more Henry's music.
Well, we are available on the web at vsamass.org, and we'll be bringing this idea as far and as wide as our partnerships, like the one with WGBH and the Takeaway, can take us.
All right, Henry Butler, New Orleans piano legend and blues man, and Charlie Washburn, executive director of VSA Arts of Massachusetts. Let's just listen.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.